Commentator Bill Harley is a storyteller and songwriter, so he's used to getting up in front of folks and performing. But all that center stage attention was making him a tad self-centered. A singing assignment helped him get in touch with his more humble side.
I got a call from the offices of the local minor league team asking if I wanted to sing the national anthem at a ball game. Sure, I said, with barely a thought passing through my little brain. How cool is that? Singing in front of thousands of people at a baseball game. I might even get good seats. That was as far as my thinking went. As the day approached, I did think about it. What was I thinking, I thought. Singing a cappella is challenging enough. Singing the Star Spangled Banner is something more. It all depends on starting on the right note. And if you don't, you're halfway through the song before you realize you're going to have some trouble at the end. Big trouble. I practiced. I told my friends I was doing it, and more than one of them said in a slightly disbelieving tone, "You are? By yourself?" one asked. The day came. The fans filed in. I stood close to the first baseline, wondering what I had gotten myself into, hoping for a reprieve. It was bat day. Thousands of children swung bats in the air, looking for something to hit. A bad day to do a bad job at the national anthem. Abuser of national anthem found beaten to death with Louisville Sluggers, the headlines read. I kept checking out my starting note, saying under my breath, "Oh, say, can you see? Oh, say, can you see?" The events manager led me out to my place in front of the pitcher's mound. "I can't believe I'm doing this," I said to him, hoping he would volunteer to take over. The announcer asked everyone to rise. They all did. Thousands of them. They were all very quiet, waiting for the idiot singer to start. I did. I was pretty sure I got the first note right. It felt like a G to me. I came to the first test. The Rockets' red glare. I hit that note no problem. It even sounded good. Hey, I sound good, I thought. I can totally do this. I relaxed into the song. I could hear more resonance in my voice. It echoed off the grandstands and rolled around the stadium like the wave. The sun was shining, the grass was green, the sky blue, and I was singing the heck out of the Star Spangled Banner. Look at me, look at me! Something was wrong. They weren't looking at me, none of them. Their heads were turned toward the right field foul pole. No one was noticing me. What was happening? Someone was stealing my glorious moment. I snuck a quick peek in the direction everyone was looking. Something was there, all right. The American flag. Oh, I thought, it's not about you. I was invisible, so to speak, and being invisible, I sang a little bit better. I nailed the note I'd been worrying about and stayed on it a moment, reveling in my anonymity. I finished and people hooted and hollered. A few people called out to me, applauding my singing, but mostly, I think, their applause was about something else. I walked off the field with a quick bow and a nod. One more bullet dodged, one more lesson learned, again, for the millionth time. It's not about you. It never is about you.
Bill Harley is an award-winning storyteller, songwriter, and author who lives in Seekonk, Massachusetts. His latest CD of songs for families is titled Yes to Running.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.